John Quincy Adams by Paul C. Nagel. This book bears a dedication for Joan Peterson Nagel, my partner and pal, and for her namesake, our granddaughter, Margaret Joan Nagel. Introduction. On January 12, 1779, an 11-year-old New England boy named John Quincy Adams started a diary that continued, rarely interrupted, for almost 70 tumultuous years. It opened with nothing more than the announcement, "A journal by me, J.Q.A." Today, most scholars agree, although few have read more than segments of it, that Adams' enormous diary is the most valuable historical and personal journal kept by any prominent American. Eventually, Adams became a diplomat, poet, orator, writer, scientist, silviculturist, Harvard professor, U.S. Secretary of State, legislator at both state and federal levels, and President of the United States. After leaving the White House in 1829, he was a congressman until 1848, when he died in the federal capital in his 81st year. It was a life of unmatched public service, and yet also one of tormenting private struggle. Adams' first concern was to master his soul, seeking discipline, modesty, tolerance, calmness of spirit, and religious faith, all virtues in which he was woefully weak, as he was the first to acknowledge. And he was heartbroken that he could not be a Cicero or a Shakespeare rather than a politician. Biographers and historians have written much about the public John Quincy Adams, but little concerning his private side. Thus his personality remains misunderstood. This book will try to illuminate the entire Adams, private as well as public.